This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bytes on this Monday, 6th of August, 2018. I'm joined in the studio by
Christine Wong,
Arvind Viraj.
As usual, we'll be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, all you have to do is get on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. That is for WhatsApp. If you want us on Twitter, we are at BFM Radio. We're, of course, also on InstaStory at BFM Radio as well. So, stories lined up for you today. Mm-hmm. Open offices, they're making an appearance again. Then we're moving on to four small mindset shifts that will make you more productive. I'm glad I pronounced that correctly. Then we have Snapchat dysmorphia, some of the filters that people have been using and how it's affecting their thoughts. And then wrapping up with asking yourself these questions before you say yes or no to anything. Right. So at 10 o'clock this morning, before the Enterprise show, just after the Enterprise show started, I came on air and asked you folks, open offices, blessing or a curse, are you for them or against them, and to give us some feedback. And we've had quite a few messages via InstaStory, some by Twitter, and I don't think we've had any WhatsApp just yet, but they may be some throughout the show. We discussed it, how long ago was it, Christine? A couple of weeks ago?
Quite a couple of weeks ago, I think, as well.
Right, and yeah. We looked at a study there that where people were being monitored throughout the day, right?
Yeah, so employees at two Fortune 500 multinational companies saw face-to-face interaction drop by about 70%, the use of email increased between 22% and 56%, and productivity slip after traditional office spaces were converted to open floor plans.
Right.
Yes.
All bad. Right. So then there's a piece that's come out today. This is from Psychology Today. And it's about a couple of experimental approaches. The first one is what Christine's just mentioned. This is another one that's based in a very large factory in southern China that produced mobile phones and other digital devices. They had a massive open floor plan where the workers on the production lines and the supervisors were continually and readily seen. So they decided to have a look at what would happen to production speed and quality if some of the lines were surrounded by a group privacy curtain, something like a large hospital-style privacy curtain. And what if an undercover observer would be inside that curtain, surrounded lines, performing their required work, but also taking note of what went on behind the lines? So researchers randomly chose four of the 32 production lines in the factory to be surrounded. The curtain remained in place not just for a day or for a few days, but for several months. So what happened? Teams on the line surrounded by a privacy curtain showed higher productivity, as in they produced more units per hour, and the quality of their work increased. They also showed more improvisations in how their work was completed. So the relatively heightened team privacy afforded by the curtain allowed temporary smaller issues to be solved locally, rather than either calling on help from higher management or hiding new experimental problem-solving methods from others. Solutions could just be shared within the workers on that line. Observations by the undercover researchers on the curtain-surrounded lines reveal that the workers actively switch roles to learn multiple tasks, particularly at stations immediately adjacent to their own. This fostered greater forms of cross-support in the team, fluid adaptation, experimentation, and learning. Now, this isn't too far from what we've discussed in the other one as well, right? Mm-hmm. So we work in an open plan office. I think in most of the places I've worked over the last decade or so, and a little bit longer, they've all been open plan offices. And everybody was kind of, you know, extolling their virtues and how great it is that we can all kind of move across these non-existent barriers anymore and talk to one another. It's not always sunshine, though, is it?
Yeah. So in the story that we covered like a while back, basically what happened was that people felt like they were being surveilled all the time. So instead of actually being productive, they were just pretending to be productive to please like other people's perceptions of
them. Yeah.
So I think that's something really interesting that we like no one really considered is that, you know, you may look at people and think that they're doing work, but maybe they're not.
Right. Yeah. Off.
I don't know. For me, it's based on like personal experience because I can compare it to where I was before and where I am now. So open space office versus completely closed off department by department style. And I wouldn't, I don't think I would ever prefer department to department. I wouldn't prefer like a closed office space.
Right.
right. anymore, simply because you sort of operate in bubbles after that. And then when you have like a certain problem in your team, it looks like the biggest problem in the world because you don't have anyone else to bounce that problem off.
Right.
Of. Yeah. Yeah. But when you have other teams to sort of talk to and, you know, see how they're dealing with these problems, then you get more ideas. Problems don't look as big when you have an open style office.
And just to go back to your previous place of work, mm-hmm. if you had an issue inside that particular office, mm-hmm. was it difficult for you to leave that office and just ask somebody? Did they kind of suggest you don't do that?
No. I mean, you wouldn't do it yourself. Like, you wouldn't actually do it because then you'd look like a weirdo.
Right.
Because you'd be walking into someone else's office. Mm. So it's like everything is closed off by access cards. So you would need access into the other person's department or
gotcha.
Their office. Yeah. So you wouldn't know who's inside there. You wouldn't have friends in there. You wouldn't know who's working there, what they do. None of the scope of their careers or their work
has anything to do with what you're doing.
With what I'm doing. So I wouldn't go to the other department asking them for anything for that matter. It would just be me, and if we had like 10 people in my team, then it would be just us.
I mean, don't get me wrong, there are elements of an open office that I really think are very useful. Let's take, for example, how we deal with sales or marketing department or something, you know. Mm-hmm. We can just directly approach them and we can discuss issues with them and say, you know, we're having problems with this, mm-hmm. or this could do with being tweaking, and we don't have to go through you know, an extraneous door. We don't have to go through somebody. We can just go directly to that person. And mm-hmm. I like that idea.
Yeah.
What I don't like is the fact that sometimes it can get very noisy, you know?
Yeah.
And there's
yeah.
times when you really need to focus.
Yeah.
And we have spaces where it's private, you know, mm-hmm. but often those are taken up by other people who have this same kind of thinking. I need
yes.
5 minutes to get away. Other than putting on your headphones, we don't have a choice, do we?
See, that's the thing as well, because especially, I guess, for us, we work with like a lot of sound because we'll yeah. edit a lot, right? So that is kind of where, you know, you really need to just focus and do things. But you can't really do that when there are extraneous conversations happening around
Correct.
You as well. So I don't know if it's to do with an open office per se or whatnot, but I think that, you know, there maybe needs to be like an in-between.
Yeah.
So not a closed office, not an open office. It's like a semi-open office, I guess, where you can have like...
An opaque office.
I guess, yeah.
An opaque office.
An opaque office where you can have, you know, certain places where people can just have their own little room. If they need to, they can just go work there for like an hour or something. You can maybe like book it out or whatever. And then they can come back and like join the open office thing.
All right. We've had plenty of feedback. We'll get to those messages after the break, though. We're going to take a short break whilst we play some music. We've got a little bit of Feist coming up with My Moon, My Man. When we get back, our next story is about 4 small mindset shifts that will make you more productive. And of course, we'll be feeding back on your messages. If you are on WhatsApp, it's 018-789-8899 if you want to get in touch. Don't forget, you can leave a voice message via WhatsApp, or you can get us on Twitter or InstaStory at BFM Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in about 3 minutes here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.